You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there they are again, the West End Jazz Band. Maybe you can hear somebody familiar yelling at the end of that, and I'm not surprised if you would recognize who it is. But I get caught up in the spirit of this stuff. I love this stuff so much. And that was an amazing arrangement from the McKinney's Cotton Pickers book, as rearranged by Mike Beason as a two-cornet arrangement. And that chart had Mike and Andy Shum both playing in the front line there. Just amazing, amazing work. John Otto on reeds, and Frank Gualtieri on the trombone. Mike Walbridge tuba, Leah Beason on the banjo. And that band has so much rhythm, they don't need a drummer. If they got those cornets and everything going. Oh, boy. Mike Beason is, he's a genius. And you got to buy all their CDs, too. I have to say, you really, whatever CDs they have, you should go pick them up. And they have a new one coming out. I can't wait for that. But that was recorded in Huntington, West Virginia. That was the end of their first set on May 14th this year in Huntington, West Virginia. Yes, at the Coon Sanders Fest. Continue now on radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I hope you're enjoying this. I want to thank you for listening. It's I don't know who's out there, so it's different. It's different. I can't judge and see how many people are streaming or how many people are actually listening at any given time. So it's sort of like shouting into the void, which is basically my life story anyway. Here's a good copy of a recording that I've had for many years. Probably had this recording for something like almost, well, let's say 35 years or better. But this recording is Felix Arndt in 1914. And here he plays Hacienda, the society tango, which I believe was composed by Paul Bies. But here is Hacienda.
Oh, I've got those mysterious, doggone delirious,
Turned into a rather exotic set, I have to say. That was the National Music Lovers Dance Orchestra, set on the label, but it was actually Joseph Samuels recording for the Plaza series of labels like Banner. And when it's nighttime in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. Well, it's probably Wednesday by the time anyone hears this. And that was recorded in 1923 on National Music Lovers 78. I found recently. Nice copy of that. Before that, something I haven't put up yet. I've had it for a while. Noble Sissel and UB Blake, Oriental Blues, 1921. Enough stereotypes in there, wouldn't you say? But it's very exotic. And Hacienda, the Society Tango, is certainly a very exotic, by the tragic figure Felix Arndt, who recorded this in 1914. And lived another 4 years until the influenza epidemic came along And that he could have done a lot more, a lot longer too, if that hadn't happened to him, I'm sure. Very, very amazing, talented musician. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to continue. Here's a song that Mike Beason sang, I believe Saturday, or was it maybe Friday or Saturday, one of those 2 days. He sang another song like this, but I think he sang this one Friday night. This is Hungry Women from 1928, some CD, but it was recorded in 1928. Eddie Cantor.
Broke again, gentlemen, I am ruined now. Wall Street's not to blame for the racing game. I have spent every cent, let me tell you how. Listen, one and all, to the cause of my downfall. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. They never eat cheap. All those meal hounds eat like real hounds when they eat with me. They're out on a spree. They have cute faces and cute figures, but the real question is where to find one who has got acute indigestion. Hungry women, hungry women, I feed them and weep. Hungry women, hungry women, whenever we meet, it's when do we eat? Then they pitch in and clean the kitchen. What I'd like to know is where does it go? I saw a great magician doing wondrous feats. He sawed a woman in half, gave me the half that eats. Oh, those hungry women, I feed them and weep. To supper, 'twas just my luck, her lower tooth met with the upper. Hungry women, I feed them and weep.
Now I know I'm not handsome, no good looks or wealth, but the girls I chase in my flame face will compromise their health. Now I know fellas worse than me, bow-legged and boss-eyed, walking out with lovely women clinging to their side. Now if women like them like men like those, why don't women like me? Look at Empress Josephine, the most attractive woman that ever was seen. Yet Napoleon, short and fat, captivates a lovely looking dame like that. Now with women like them, like men like those, why don't women like me? Hey, hey, why don't women like me? Last night I went out walking, my intentions were to click, but the sights I saw while walking out, they nearly made me sick. I must admit I saw some girls, attractive little dears, arm in arm with ugly men with cauliflower ears. Now if women like them, like men like those, why don't women like me? What can the attraction be? That's the thing that always starts to worry me. Although I haven't got a bean, I've got a lot of things the girls have never seen. Now if women like them, like men like those, why don't women like me? Hey, hey, why don't women like me? Now I went for my holidays down to the gay seaside. I saw a lot of things there being hidden by the tide. The way the women jumped around the men there in the sea made me think that there is still a good chance left for me. 'Cause if women like them, like men like those, why don't of all the shapes and sizes there. I've got a chance of licking, yes, I do declare. All I don't want to be a knight. I saw a lot of things below the water mark. Now with women like them, like men like those, why don't women like me? Hey, hey, why don't women like me?
Undercurrent there. That was Bob Herring and his orchestra, Arthur Fields on the vocal, the pride of Hotel Street here in Utica, definitely. Well, more like Whitesboro Street. What do you mean the pride of Hotel Street? The pride of Whitesboro Street here in Utica, just down about 2 miles from this microphone. You had Arthur Fields living at one point. What? No Women. Doing a good job, too. That was from 1926. From a Lincoln 78 from the Jeff Healey collection. Before that, George Formey, Why Don't Women Like Me, from 1933. Well, they like what they like. You can't second guess that. Either they like you or they don't. If they don't like you, you can just you can forget about it. And Hungry Woman. So I guess there are worse problems than women not liking you. So, yes, Eddie Cantor, 1928. We're going to continue now, and here's another song. This is Radiola, by the way. I'm Andy Sr. This is another song sung by Mike Beason in the course of the evening, or one of the evenings there. Might have been during the tea dance, actually. There were four performances, and I may get these out eventually. We'll see how that works. But here's Billy Murray singing the song. It recorded in 1920. Oh, gee, Sagey, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle. That's not as easy to say as Jingabula Jing Jing, but it's a good song.
Hiram Perkin got tired of working on the farm each day, so he wandered down to see the circus in the town. Saw the animals and the cannibals when they came on view, and then he flirted with a wild, wild woman, and they got real friendly too. When Hiram got back home, the folks all gathered by his side. They said, "Where were you, eh? What did you see?" And Hiram replied, "Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle. Gosh, gee, say, gee, you ought to be with Gigi. She can make you smile. Rings inside her nose, yes, and bells upon her toes. But I'm here to tell you that she's some high kicker. Her kick is like the kick in homemade liquor. She's got a movement that's some improvement that you shouldn't miss. Isn't Russian or Belgian, I heard that it was Elgin, but I think it's Swiss. Over here, over there, she's a little bit fair, but she wears a lot of leaves to protect her from the air. Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle." Hiram giggled when he thought how she wiggled. He was gone for fair. He said, "I followed her around until the circus left the town." Then he said, "But gee, if she'll marry me, I'll sell the farm today." They thought that he was going crazy, so they called the doctor right away. The doctor felt his head and said, "Gosh, something's wrong inside. Can't diagnose it, what can it be?" And Hiram replied, "Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle. Gosh, gee, say, gee, you ought to be with Gigi for a little while. She's so tall and thin, wears a silly grin, but she does a little dance. What was it? Well, maybe she does, but how she does it, she's got a lingo, funny as by jingo, you know what I mean. And she does a twister, better than her sister, silly chili bean. She isn't fat, isn't lean, isn't short, isn't tall, but she's got that something that makes the fellas fall. Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle."
Don't think I'll insist and say you have to from a boy in caravan. And I know a baby in pain that wants me there right now. Got an Alabama honey with a roll of money big enough to choke a cow. I was taught to never worry, 'cause I might get thin. When you walk out, somebody else walks in. So don't think you be missed when you go away.
Thank you.
And that was the Asterites, Fred Rich again, with Irving Kaufman on the vocal, How Many Times, 1926. Before that, Eileen Stanley with the Virginians, and I picked up that 78 and about 120 other ones from a fellow collector who used to have a radio show, who had the Spirit of 78. Don Chichester had the had that program, but he also had a lot of 78s with him down in Huntingdon, and I came home with a lot of his 78s. So that was one of those, and it was a good one. 1923, Don't Think You'll Be Missed, starting with Billy Murray, bought from a vendor of used items in Utica. Oh, gee, say, gee, you ought to see my Gigi from the Fiji Isle, 1920. And if I can keep saying that, I might become an announcer. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm striving to become an announcer. I'm sitting here doing this show off the radio because the radio station is being relocated. So this is Radiola in Exile here on whatever form you're listening to it, either on Live 365 or elsewhere perhaps. I hope you're enjoying it nonetheless. Here's this starts out innocuously enough. Jack Hilton and his orchestra in 1931. Lonesome Lover.
Trying to discover someone who'll be sweet and gentle to a heart that is so sentimental. Oh, let me hold your hand for only just a moment. While I'm lonely in this world, there is no other lonesome lover like me. Thank you.
absence makes the heart grow fonder, and I long to be with someone away down yonder, back in Tennessee. Birds in the trees sing love songs, they keep reminding me that I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee. Breezes are blowing kisses, sending them COD, 'cause I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny Tennessee. I'm hoping someday she'll drop me a line, and maybe she'll say that she's gonna be mine. Oh Lordy, nothing but dreams and memories keeping me company, 'cause I miss a little miss who misses me in sunny
Kalamazoo, and I met Odette in France. I've got a sweetie in Kokomo, and one does a hula dance. I've played with the girls along Broadway and the babes in Hollywood, but the place to be is Tennessee if you want to find something good. Oh, I love mountain women, they do so much to me. I love those moonshine honeys down in Tennessee. The girlies here are very fine and really know their stuff, and how they love their mountain, and they just can't get enough. They raise my aspirations and tickle my fancy too. I came for a vacation, and it's more than I can do. Now a mountain gal in a pile of hay is worth two broads in a cabaret. I love mountain women 'cause they do so much to me. I love mountain women, they have such sex appeal. You really can't imagine the way they make me feel. They came in the morning and they steal my ammunition. Although I like their overtures, I need an intermission. If I were in a harem, I'd get a lot more rest. But I'm a mountain sultan who gives service by request. I've asked the ladies all to wait and just let me recuperate. I love mountain women 'cause they do so much to me. They're clever, can't you see? They ain't so much on science, but they know their anatomy. Each morning fair, they take my staff, and then we start to climb. And when we reach the summit, oh boy, it's really fine. They tell me that their mountain is the best thing they adore. I'm getting so that I can't climb their mountain anymore. Now the girlies here, they sure get rude, fighting for my altitude. I love mountain women 'cause they do so much to me.
And there's Cliff Edwards, and I don't think that was issued in the regular catalog. That was one of those fancy records you'd have to buy by mail order, because they didn't want that stuff in the stores. But it's not that bad. Not as bad as half the stuff I hear playing in cars driving by my house. Anyway, I love Mountain Women from 1936. I guess they called them party records, and that sort of fits there. And as a link to that, we have Frank Crummett singing "I Love a Little Miss from Sunny Tennessee." I miss a little miss from sunny whatever. I don't know anymore. I'm just going to have to figure this out someday. Don't mind me. I need a real radio station to do this stuff, but this will just have to do until the real thing comes along. Before that, Jack Hilton and his orchestra, Lonesome Lover, from 1931. This is Radiola, and if I can hold on with my fingernails to what's left of my sanity, we'll get through this evening. Here's an excellent recording from an excellent compilation on Rivermont. Song of the Blues is the name of the compilation, issued by Brian Wright. And as I say, these are amazing CDs. And they also have the most recent West End Jazz Band CD available. If you want to check that out, or go to the West End Jazz Band site, and you can find all their other stuff too. But Brian Wright has all this has a marvelous label. And also, Rich Connolly's big broadcast CDs are available through Brian. They're all of them there, and all this good stuff. So that's a plug. That's a real plug. Gotta say that's true. Song of the Blues, the title song from the CD, 1929.
The moaning of the weeping willow trees seems they're bringing you the song of the blues. That whippoorwill upon the hill, that lonesome call when all the world is still, seems it's singing you the song of the blues. That peaceful river flowing down to the sea, the stars that twinkle way up high, all croon one tune the same blue melody, just a weary lullaby. That haunting strain creeps in your brain, you'll never lose it till you're home again. You'll be clinging to the song of the blues. Thank you.
dear's Malibu. Mademoiselle from Mama dear's Malibu. Mademoiselle from Mama dear, she hasn't been kissed in 40 years. Dinky dinky Malibu.
Yay! Hey, what do you bozos think you're doing? That singing will make a dog go raving mad.
Well, where's your muzzle?
Says you.
Says me.
Say, Quirk, will you do me just one little favor?
Why should I drop dead?
Who did that?
Have you seen us upon the screen? The biggest laugh you've ever seen. We're two Marines who fight in peace or war.
You never saw such hard-boiled guys. For cussing we could take a prize. And here's the way we make the folks all roar.
Oh, Sergeant Flagg.
Yes, Sergeant Quirk.
Why, you hoss Marine, you need a manicure. Why, you're gooey, yes, you're gooey. Not 1% of half of you is pure.
Well, Sergeant Quirk.
Yes, Sergeant Flagg.
I notice no mosquitoes bother you.
Well, they fly right past me, bunk.
That's because they know you're punk.
Says you.
Says me.
I'll tell the cockeyed world.
Company, halt!
Well, what do you know about that? We're lost.
Lost?
Yes, we missed the road.
Here comes Olson, Sergeant, and he's got a dame with him. Maybe she knows.
Hello, mes Americans. Mes chers comrades. Je vous aime. Je vous adore. Bébé. I would like to kiss every one of you.
Wait, Olga, wait. Sergeant Flagg, I wish to report. I've brought you the lay of the land.
What? Oh, why didn't you say so? Give me that map.
Oh, Sergeant Flagg.
Well, Sergeant Quirk.
Well, you think that you're a lady-killing man. Why, you chromo, oh, you chromo. They die from fright when they look at your pen.
Well, Sergeant Quirk.
Yes, what do you want?
Well, there ain't no beauty medals on your chest.
Well, they fall for me, it's true.
You mean monkeys in the zoo.
Says you.
Says me.
I'll tell the cockeyed world.
Gee, Sergeant, this is some scrap.
I'll say so, but she's letting down now.
Yeah, but ain't it tough about Quirk being missing?
Yes, it's too bad. He was a good guy.
What do you mean, missing? Here he comes now, and Flagg, why, he's got your girl.
Well, the big bozo, say you. You won't be satisfied till you get every dame in France.
Well, France ain't such a big place.
Says you.
Says me.
I'll tell the cockeyed world.
Ha, ha, ha! Well, the war is over.
And that was Buddy Morgan and his veterans again. Sergeant Flagg and Sergeant Quirt from 1929. Well, we had to do that. There's no way I couldn't put this record on somewhere. And I probably couldn't get away with playing it on the air. That was quite a line there, wasn't it? But yes, indeed. Well, it was wartime, and people say a lot of things in wartime they wouldn't say any other time. And so the war is over. At least that one is. Don't play that for your kids. They'll be corrupted by it, I'm sure. This is Radiola, and I try not to corrupt too many people, but sometimes I just can't help myself. Normally on WHCL in Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, but this week and perhaps for the next several weeks or perhaps for the next couple of months in exile from radio because of the current renovations and the new station being built, but you get to hear me if you want to and if you have an internet connection. It's not so bad, and you can tape this and or record it on CDs and play it for your friends, and that'll end the evening early if you need to. Finishing up, the Amazing Baby Soda Band, who, as I say, have playing all over the place this coming 2 weeks. They're playing Baby Soda Band, Rosetta from 2007 from their Cures Everything But the Blues. So check them out, and if you are within driving distance, and I will say easy driving distance, you shouldn't, it's not worth a 6-hour drive, but it's worth a 3-hour drive, certainly. Maybe a 2-hour drive, definitely. And we have about a one-hour drive, and that's going to be nothing because we're looking forward to that. We're going to see them in Syracuse. But you got to go hear them because they are stunning. And you'll enjoy this. Rosetta.
My Rosetta, in my heart, dear, there's no